The weather might be freezing cold, but the sports card market is anything but. Today, we've got our top five hot sports cards, plus my reaction to breaking hobby news.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Card investors, and welcome to another episode. I'm a little cold out here. I know I'm not in my normal location. I did a little ski weekend getaway. I'm about to head back home, but I had to chime in on today's video because there's been so many big, crazy things happening in the hobby over the last couple of days, and I wanted to give you my reaction. First of all, we had the incredible sale of the Luka Logo Man, the one of one from National Treasures, which sold for $4.6 million, making it the second highest sports card sale of all time and the highest basketball card sale of all time. My reaction to this, fantastic. You and me, we need to do a toast to the buyer of this card, because here's the thing. As sports card investors, every time a story like that makes the news headlines, it's great for the hobby. And it's also great for the value of all cards. I love the big sales. I love the big headlines because it benefits everybody. And even if you only have a $50 Luka card, not a $4.6 million one, that $50 card is still looking mighty fine in terms of how that could rise in value, because a rising tide rises all boats. So we had that news. We also had, on a not so happy note, eBay is ending their eBay Bucks program at the end of this quarter. So starting April 1st, no more eBay Bucks. That stinks. That was a fun, nice, easy way to get an extra 1% back from eBay. Now here at Sports Card Investor, we are a big fan of eBay. They did say that they're gonna replace the eBay Bucks program with some other type of promotional things. So hopefully they have us sports card buyers in mind, and hopefully we'll see some more good promotions coming from eBay in the future. But the big news of the last few days was the PSA grading price increases. And these were some serious price increases. PSA doubled their grading fees on most of their service levels. That's substantial. Now, here's the thing though. A lot of the initial reaction was the sky is falling. That's what a lot of people have been saying. I'm gonna give you a slightly different take on it. Maybe not a popular one. I'm eager to hear what you think about this. But I'm not as concerned about this for a couple of reasons. First of all, grading services, PSA grading, honestly was kind of cheap to begin with compared to how much more valuable it made your cards if your cards got a PSA 10 grade. So I understand them raising the prices a little bit. I mean, that's probably more equivalent with the value that you can actually get from grading. On the high end of the sports card markets, I think that this has no real effect. PSA will always remain king, and people are gonna be willing to pay the price for PSA grading because they are kings. Now, where it starts to become more of a problem is with the lower end cards. And I think here's what happens, right? First of all, it needs to make you more selective of the cards that you're submitting for grading from a condition standpoint. You've gotta really pay attention to the cards and make sure that you've got cards that have the potential to gem, to get a PSA 10. Good news on that front. On this channel in the next couple of weeks, we're gonna put out a series of videos about how to evaluate your cards before you submit them for grading to make sure that they actually have a chance of getting a gem grade. So stay tuned to this channel, hit the subscribe button and the bell icon so that you are notified of those videos when they come out, because they're gonna be helpful, especially with these new PSA changes. The other type of card that you might not grade as much, or you might not be thinking you will, are cards that just have less value, maybe base cards, for example. But here's the thing, I'm gonna push back a little bit on that. I think the economics of the sports card hobby over time will start to change based upon PSA's in price increases. I think, for example, with Prizm Basketball, which comes out here in another month, I think there will probably be less cards overall submitted for grading, especially the base cards of the non-top rookies. Less of those will get submitted for grading overall because people won't want to pay the extra prices. I think what will happen, though, is the multiplier of a raw card to a PSA 10 will start to increase because the supply of PSA 10s on the market will be less because less people will be submitting the lower end cards for grading. I therefore think we're gonna see a greater multiplier, and then what that's gonna do in turn is it's gonna make the increased grading fees more worth it. So I think on a macro view, in the long run, these PSA price increases won't actually have that big of an effect on the hobby overall. What do you think? You agree? You disagree? Let me know in the comments below. I would love to hear your take. There is one thing that has benefited from this. This is a little self-serving, but our sports card investor PSA bulk submission service is now even better as a result of this happening. Because now our prices went up, just like PSA's prices went up. Our prices went up a lot as well. But by submitting through our bulk submission service, we do the pre-screening for you for free, which now is more important than ever before, and we'll ship cards that we don't think have a chance at getting a really good grade. We'll ship those cards back to you for free, no grading fee. You don't have to pay for the grading fee or the return shipping if you ship us cards that we don't think have a chance of getting a good grade. Also, you don't have to join the PSA Collectors Club to get preferred pricing. And our turnaround times are going to likely be better than the turnaround times that you can get through PSA's value pricing. So a lot of reasons to check out our grading submission service here through Sports Card Investor if you haven't already by going to sportscardinvestor.com and clicking on grading in the main menu bar. All right, guys, that was a lot of reaction, but now it is time for our top five. And I tell you what, I'm a little cold, so I'm gonna bring in some help. I'm gonna toss it back to the studio and bring in Kelly, our VP of marketing, to do this week's top five. Welcome, Kelly.
Hello, sports card investors. As Jeff told you, he is out of town and I'm filling in. And you know, I'm gonna be absolutely honest with you, I don't like wasting time, so let's just jump right into it. Here are today's top five. Coming in at number five is PJ Washington Jr., the 12th overall pick of the 2019 NBA draft by the Charlotte Hornets, who have been one of the more interesting teams this season, as we've seen players like LaMelo Ball come out as emerging stars, and we've seen supporting players like Miles Bridges and Terry Rozier really up their games. While on February 28th, PJ Washington added his name to that list of players for the Hornets when he scored a career-high 42 points against the Kings. Well, at just 22 years old, PJ Washington now becomes the youngest player in Hornets franchise history for scoring a 40-point game. This season, Washington has been averaging essentially the same exact stats per game as he did during his rookie year. However, it really only takes one 40-point game to send your card prices soaring, and that is what has happened with his 2019 Prizm PSA 10. Over the last week, that is up 52%. Coming in at number four, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the 22-year-old shooting guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder, drafted 11th overall in the 2018 draft and is now seen as one of the top players coming out of that draft, and obviously proved everybody right recently with his game against the Spurs when he dropped 42 points and his card prices obviously shot up like crazy. In his third season, Shai is averaging career highs in key statistical categories. We're talking 23.2 points per game, 6.3 assists per game, and 51% field goal percentage. However, the Thunder are in full rebuild mode right now and are 12th in the West with a 14-20 record. You know, this means they don't get as many nationally televised games, which obviously means less exposure for Shai, which isn't great, obviously, with his cards. And overall, over the last 3 months, his 2018 Prizm PSA 10 has been trending down at alarming rates. In early December, this card was close to $400. In early February, it was below $200 in a few cases. However, nothing will give a card boost, obviously, like a 40-point game. And Shea's recent performance has sent this card up again, and we are looking, you know, around $300 range currently, which means that over the last week, his card is up 63%. Coming in at number three, Dennis Smith Jr. He was recently traded to the Detroit Pistons in exchange for Derrick Rose. He was the 9th overall pick in the 2017 NBA draft by the Dallas Mavericks and had a great rookie season where he averaged 15 points per game and 5 assists per game. However, in the following year, in 2018, the Mavericks drafted, I don't know, this guy named Luka, and they learned really quickly that Luka and Dennis are both ball-dominant players, and them coexisting as teammates was not really possible. So Dennis got traded to the New York Knicks, and his play declined rapidly. So in the 2019 season, he only averaged 5 points per game and shot 34% from the field. So a lot of people have written him off. However, in a recent trade to the Pistons, it seems to have reignited Dennis. He is, scoring has been up ever since the trade, right? He's had a few of his signature high-flying dunks as well that we've all known him so well for. And this has created some new hype around Dennis's cards, obviously. So that 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10 of Dennis's is now up 120% over the last 30 days. Coming in at number two, we got a little baseball for you. Jacob DeGrom, the 32-year-old pitcher from the New York Mets. He's coming into his 8th season after absolutely terrorizing sluggers for the past 7 seasons. His last season, however, he finished 3rd in voting for the Cy Young Award after winning it the previous 2 years. Still, in spring training, the Mets manager Luis Rojas said of DeGrom that he is already throwing 99 miles per hour and he is looking like he's in midseason form. It's getting ridiculous. According to Oddshark.com, DeGrom enters the 2021 season as the odds-on favorite to win that National League Cy Young Award again, edging out players like Trevor Bauer and Yu Darvish. And his cards have been picking up steam as we're now less than a month. We're less than a month away from opening day, guys. April 1st, let's go. But that 2014 Topps Update PSA 10, that card is up 138% over the last 30 days. Obviously, it's gonna be super interesting to see where DeGrom goes starting April 1st. Coming in at number one is my guy, Kylian Mbappe, the 22-year-old absolute superstar from PSG whose cards have been going crazy as of late. And what really kicked it off was his hat trick against Lionel Messi's FC Barcelona in Champions League play. However, he has continued that momentum, scoring 2 in PSG's last game on February 27th. And another reason people might be investing in Mbappe is because some are saying the writing's on the wall for him to become the next great football phenom. I already think he's there, but maybe some people need a little bit more convincing, and owning a rare Mbappe rookie card could really mean big returns down the road for sports card investors. And although his 2018 first World Cup Prism card is extremely popular, his actual rookie card, which is a sticker, came in 2016 and featured Mbappe alongside fellow countryman Corentin Jean. And this sticker is fairly rare, with less than 700 having been graded by PSA to date, makes this 2016 Panini foot sticker PSA 9 extremely rare and extremely sought after. And we can see that over the last 30 days, that card is up 240%. Well, that's it for today's top five. If you liked any of the charts that you've seen today, please make sure to go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the menu bar and join in on the hobby's most powerful pricing database and market intelligence platform. Please like and subscribe and click that bell icon for our channel. Make sure that you are up to date on all of the latest episodes that we've got coming out, and we will see you in a few days with the next one. You have a nice day, guys. Thank you.